Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Cowboy Wisdom Radio. I am a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, timeline coach, published author, radio show host, and I have a seminar, I Expand Through Life with a Forward-Looking Attitude. And what I've really expanded into is opening up to walking in life with wisdom, because wisdom is unattached to everything. And I got a book called Fear is My Friend, Expanding Astute Revelation. Everything in life is unrefined wisdom waiting for us to ignite superstar discernment, opening magnificent paths of prosperity. And that's what life is all about. But however, we've gotten caught up in so many things, we have forgotten how to live our lives without being taught. Something I expanded into today is we live limitations because we don't understand what the limitation is. And what the limitation really is we try to fit in to where we don't feel comfortable. And that's really what is happening in life now. The world sets us up to succeed, but we take the education we have and everything we know, and we lock ourselves in to yesterday. And that is what really locks and blocks us into many things. And what it's blocked me into is trying to fit in to a different way of life that isn't the way I choose to live. And it's really about unleashing a new way to live. And also, we really try to stay inside the safety zone. Working for somebody else, which I do as an electrician, really blocks and locks me in to different things. And I really learned this today, actually. I try to stay inside everything, and I really forget to expand into the new. And that's really what really happens with me. And that's what happens with all of us. We try to stay inside a comfort zone of different things, but we're afraid to really expand out of it and really start the new and see what's going on with life and how it works and everything else. And I'm really starting to figure this out when I get caught up in different things, because life loves to deal unsavory situations to us. And what happens when it does that, people clam up and lock up, and we stay stuck in the same old way all the time because we don't quite understand what is happening. We're looking at ourselves, but it's really not understanding the limitation in which we live and how much and what's happening with ourselves. And what really is holding us back is we don't understand the limitation and different things. But that's all good. But once we can open up to understand the limitations we live is the limitations we experience, and then we get frustrated at our not understanding what the limitations are. And that's trying to, for me, it's been trying to fit into the union, the electrical trade, and oil field when my entrepreneurial spirit and my own wisdom was telling me that I should be doing this, and it was showing me paths, and it brought me up against unsavory situations because I would not open up and do new things. And that's kind of where I got really, really stuck. And that's something that I had to expand into and out of to open up new things. But it isn't what I didn't know, it's what I don't understand is where I get frustrated. And that's kind of what happens in life. We get stuck in what we don't understand, and we stay stuck in things. And we do things because that is what we do in life. And it isn't a bad thing. It isn't anything more than what it is. And as I opened up to this, I started to understand myself more. And I allowed myself new things in life. And I allowed myself to play in new paradigms. And it really has helped me out in many, many ways to do things I never understood I could do. It really comes down to understanding all my things I choose to do and experience in every way. It really allows me the freedom to move around in my own dreams, because it really opens up to expand into understand the significance of the images of the dreams. And that's what we're really doing. That's where the limitations come in. And we really can do different things. And we really see what life is all about and how we can do what we do, but we stay stuck. And we stay really, really, really stuck right where we're at, because we're afraid to understand what we can do. And as we do this, we really hide behind what we do. And that kind of really sticks us, kind of really puts us in a bind, because we really forget to move forward and understand what is happening. And as we do this, life becomes freedom and also more open to ourselves. And that's what really happens when we become stuck in the limitation and we really don't understand the limitation and everything that's going on. And that's kind of where I've been. And that's what really happens to me. And, you know, the thing about all the one good thing about a challenge limitation, all you got to do is admit it to get it. Let's go of the inner turmoil to open out instant tenacity to expand through it. And that's what we really do here. And that's what we're open to. And that's how we live and we expand life. And now I want to talk about the first Thanksgiving. Could you imagine people from two continents, two different ideologies, two different ways of life, but yet they come together and they have Thanksgiving? Could you imagine the conversation that went on? And here's what's really sad. I don't think we can have that conversation today. We cannot open or even get along anymore in the same situation. And that really is quite, it's quite considering where we're at in life and all the stuff we've had in life, and we can't even open up to new ways of doing things. We have to stay the same in order to feel safe in what we're doing. And that is really, really what's really, really going on here in life. And we're really afraid of what's going on and how we do it. So what do you think in your life has to choose to expand to get through life to really add to it? How can we become, have the first Thanksgiving with each other, the communication and everything else, and really expand what's going on without getting caught up and do different things without really becoming ingrained with yesterday's pain? And that's kind of where we stay stuck at in these, that's where we're staying stuck at these days. And really we become fearful with what's happening. And when we disallow this, we're really disallowing our own stuff to be what it is and to move us forward. And I really caught that in myself. And when I discovered this about limitations today, it isn't that we have them, we don't understand what they are. It's trying to fit in. It's really a selfish limitation we live because we try to fit in to where we can't be and what we can't do and all that other stuff. And that's really where life becomes a fearful energy for ourselves, because we become fearful and frightful in everything we're doing, but we stop because it's all new to us. Letting go of the limitations isn't letting go of something. It's understanding, trying to fit into life is a limitation rather than allow your life to expand the world. That is what a limitation is. By opening up this understanding, I expand into a new way of life, and really I take away what I thought was limiting and holding me back. And that really opened up to, for me to strive now. And that's what my books do. Fear is my friend. My visionary I am. I forgive me. I'm free. Holiday wisdom. And flow in the glow. These are written to open up the inside and take and allow you to see life as an unlimited utopian. And that really opens up and allows you to play in a new way to understand that life is bold when you're ready to be bold and golden in your inner mind, mind of mastermind, innovation, naturalizing epiphanies within ourselves. And that's what it is. And my website is cowboy-wisdom.com. My email is rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. And I am a hypnotherapist. And I use rhymes, and I don't use not words, you. I write everything in the first person so people can allow themselves to get everything out of life they deserve, and opens up a new paradigm of success within people. And success doesn't always mean wealth. It means willing to step into your own, into your omnipotent powers and your omnipotent wisdom to really move your life forward, allowing yourself the guts and the glory to move forward and enjoy life. And that's where this is at. So how do you feel when you understand the limitation is really trying to fit in and follow society? That's everybody's limitation. And when you can let that go, you can open up a new, bolder, better way. And I will be here next Tuesday night with Marie Weichel, and I wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, a Merry Christmas, and be happy in the holiday season, because it's our freedom to be happy in the holiday season. Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, and I'm going to close off the show and say goodnight to everybody, and may everybody's life be blissed and blessed, as you are a blissful blessing to me in the world. And good night.